Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I want to get into a couple different things here, guys. Before we get back into Zeke, man, I feel like we've all kind of changed the way we feel about Phil Mickelson. I never found him to be likable. And through social media, I now find him to be quite likable. And that's the way I would put it. How would you guys explain the impact Mickelson's social media career has had on you?
I think what's happened is that I think the revelations as to why he acts the way he acts is more just what I would call white guy punkish. Like, it's not like he's a straight jerk. He's like, you know, goofy, let's bet on everything, let's talk trash all the time. And that carries over out and onto the golf course.
Part of social media, though, is to help you maybe get to know someone a little bit better that you would think. And back then, I think, or at least growing up, I viewed Phil as kind of this phony. Right. I thought he was a guy who was not very genuine.
Yeah.
And I think over time, we're starting to see, whether he was or wasn't, he's either trying to repair that image or he's being who he actually is on social media, and he's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Well, I guess yesterday marked a year of him joining Twitter, or that it happened recently, the one-year anniversary of Phil Mickelson joining Twitter. And as social media is often prone to do in a magical way, somebody went and made a song, and they auto-tuned a lot of his gems from social media, and they turned it into lyrics on a song. So let's now all rejoice and enjoy Phil Mickelson in song.
Hello, everyone. Let's all hit bomb and showcase those calves. That's what I'm going to do today. Hit bombs. Bombs. Off the tee. Hitting bombs. Bombs. Let's all hit bombs. And point the toe and pull the toe. Extend one leg and point the toe and pull the toe. Point and pull. As the putts go down, thumbs are coming up. Someone took a dump in the cup. In the cup. Hitting bombs. Bombs. Bombs off the tee, hitting bombs, bombs. Let's all hit bombs.
I just let the club slide underneath the ball. Just let the club slide.
That's right.
1,250 yards, slight crosswind. Nailed it.
When I was not hitting bombs, my confidence was low. When I started hitting bombs, my testosterone came back to hit bombs.
That's my jam.
Hitting bombs. Let's all hit bombs. And point the toe, pull the toe. Let's all hit bombs. Point the toe, pull the toe. Let's all hit bombs.
That is jam,
yeah,
dude.
Pretty awesome. Pretty
like
awesome.
Old Town Road.
Have an Old Town Road vibe. You know, there is some of those songs that have been, or the things that have been turned into songs on the internet, are my favorite things I've ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Climbing in your window, he's snatching your people up. Hide your kids, hide the wife. Raping everybody out here.
Iverson practice is one of the best.
Yeah.
You sitting here, we're talking about practice. My favorite one is the Tiger Woods voicemail song.
That's amazing.
The Tiger Woods slow jam.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Turn up. I want to make love.
It's Tiger.
I love
you. I need you to do me a huge favor. Please. You gotta do this for me. Can you take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and she made me call.
Your whole body's moving and your senses are more heightened and everything seems
all right, that's really good.
And then the other one too, I mean, I don't know if you can find it on the fly, but man, those balls are perfect. It's such a great song.
Oh my God, Tom Brady.
That is a beautiful song,
those balls
guys.
Are perfect. Oh my God, that is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, do you have that one, Shippy, in there as well?
Come on, Shippy.
Shippy, you got
balls,
this.
And that there was obviously an issue with the balls.
I don't think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old ball, new ball. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Alright, so
I choose the balls I want. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I feel the lace, I feel the leather. I wouldn't want anyone touching the balls. I would zip those things up and lock them away.
The climax is coming.
Some days, one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using. This is in places. No one's dying, but this is a very important thing. No one's to me, those balls are perfect.
Lighters
but
up.
No one speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect.
All right, so Phil is back up among the leaders of all time and being honored by song on social media from things that were not a song to begin with. Something that popped up yesterday or in recent days has been the marketing push for the XFL. There's actually been people talking about this too, thinking this idea. I've seen this out there. And I believe there's people who believe this, that, hey man, if this thing falls apart for Zeke with the Cowboys, he's going to the XFL. I'm like, dude.
He's going to go get that Landry Jones money.
There's only one guy in the league. There's one player in the league. It's Landry Jones. He's the only guy any team has, right?
I'm sorry to be such a cynical ass. I've just never seen another football league be worth a damn.
No.
And
reportedly a draft coming in October.
Oh, who are they going to draft?
You know, like Dak's old roommate.
That was a story today. I saw that.
That's an actual story.
In the morning news, Dak's old roommate who's out of football might get a chance.
With the number one pick, the Dallas Renegades select Dak's old roommate.
But two of his roommates stand up at the same time and look at each other.
Wait,
like, hey,
who was it?
What's the name?
So the Dallas Renegades, they do have a coach. They have Bob Stoops.
Bad
right? Is that embarrassing for him to have that gig? I mean, or is it
he was barbecuing.
Is it just, you know, is he in the on-deck circle to be a head coach here?
That's what I think. I think he's trying to get back in the mix.
Is he just circling the airport right now?
That's what I think.
No joke, Will McClay used to coach, was at the Arena League?
Yeah.
Yep.
And, I mean, so that Cowboys had close proximity there.
Here are the other head coaches, just so you know. June Jones is coaching the Houston team.
We used to do a show with him.
Yeah.
Winston.
Because the GM of the station, it wasn't even a sports station yet. The GM of the station was an SMU guy, so we did a June Jones show.
Good show.
Winston. All right, coming up next, we'll take your calls about dogs. But first, here's a June Jones show.
Winston Moss, Jim Zorn, Pep Hamilton, Kevin Gilbride, Jonathan Hayes, and Mark Trestman.
Well, you know, the logo started rolling out, and I mean, some of them look like other logos that have been out prior. There's not a lot of creativity. The team names are kind of weak. But anyways, the marketing is now rolling out. And so the Dallas Renegades put out a video, and we've got the audio from this. Take a listen to this. See if this gets you excited for XFL football in Dallas.
Deep in the heart of Texas beats a different kind of pulse. A spirit untamed. A swagger that can't be denied. We're big meets bold meets badass. This is Outlaw Country, Inside the Lines. This is Hell on Wheels, Between Hash Marks. This is their home on the range. The Dallas Renegades, Raising Hell, February 2020.
Playing in Arlington.
That just sounds like a mid-range fart. I mean, there was so much
sound. Sounds like a Vin Diesel trailer.
Now, they're renegades, they're outlaws, and they've had it up to here.
Hell
and
on wheels, Ben.
Hell on wheels and hot rods and where big meets bold.
And this time it's personal.
You don't have a player. You don't have a single player to market, and the whole product is based on, hey, we couldn't get any of the good players, but we still got players. What the hell is this? Who's out there going, you know what? I got college football all day Saturday. I got NFL all day Sunday. I got Monday night football. I got Thursday night football. I need more football. Who is saying that?
You're forgetting this too.
Yep.
Texas high school football will be way bigger here than this.
Yes.
That sounded like the old trailer for Roadhouse.
Yes.
Like that was just a bunch of sound.
Dude, Roadhouse was a quality movie. God, that was a great movie.
Had a monster truck. Yeah, it was hell on wheels.
But, you know, you're right. That's not even mentioning high school football, which is huge. We just, you know, how much is Allen Stadium?
Like 60,000 people.
Wasn't it a $70 million stadium or something?
Yeah. I'm way wrong on the number of people. You're right. It was more like $60, $70 million. My bad.
Prosper just launched a $48 million. Salina just launched like a $30 million stadium.
Wow.
I mean, high school football here is massive. I don't know anyone out there who's going, I need more football. That's pro football with the least valuable guys who couldn't make it anywhere else, guys. Who's saying that?
I go home and still watch more.
For the people that didn't have time to make it out to a Ranger game this year, and they're like, I'll catch one in March.
Yeah. So. You know what, though? If you watch the fourth quarter of these preseason games, they're so good. If they could take that and make that a whole game, that would be awesome.
All right,
just take all the guys that are out there just mucking it up during the fourth quarter.
Right.
Let's make that a whole league.
Let them try to make their money.
And let's go play on a baseball field, you guys. Roy. Oh, we love us some Roy White from Sean and RJ, and he made a couple of promo commercials himself. Let's go to cut number two here. This is one he made for the XFL team that's coming to Dallas. He called them the Dallas Heat Wave, though.
Deep in the heart of the South. Or is it the Southwest? No one's really sure. Lives a team that's hotter than the surface of the sun. Sunscreen? It won't save you. They're out to fry the competition like an egg on asphalt. They hear their opponents whining about humidity, and they're like, hey, what the f*** do you know about humidity? The Dallas Heat Wave, coming February 2020.
All right, I'll go to that.
I'll go really to good. That. I would watch that.
I know Batman
plays. Yeah, it's incredible. He also made one in case they change their name to the Wranglers for Wrangler jeans. Okay. If they become the Dallas Wranglers, Roy made one for them too.
In the land of big oil, big hats, and big hair, before the crack of dawn, the trails blaze with the sound of pounding hooves. Equipped with a lasso that stretches from Oklahoma to Mexico, they'll wrestle their competition to the ground and hogtie them into submission. Surrounded by bullhorns, bullseyes, and bull****. You're one misstep away from an oldie-time standoff outside the local saloon. The Dallas Wranglers. Come in February. 2020.
I don't understand what they're promoting.
What are you talking about? That's a football. You didn't hear that? That's great football that you're about to see, Kevin.
Give Roy a Marconi. That was excellent.
Yeah, fantastic stuff there. We love you, Roy. All right, coming up next, let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott. Let's get back into the latest. The big rumors of the day have been broken from right here on our show from KT and Shippy.
I appreciate you guys.
Hey, you can't keep your head up, man. Don't be so down on yourself. Those are good bits.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.